Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. So here's kind of irony and funny all at the same time. So during the break there, here I am in the middle of my social media hijinks, number one on the Triple Dipper, still going on the same topic right now. Got more to talk about with censorship and shutting down of people on the conservative side of social media. In the meantime, during the break, I'm literally on a string on Twitter with other radio guys, Matt Murphy and Jeff Poor, and then Cameron Smith, who writes for a number of periodicals and has been on my show before. And we're all debating the merits of cutting out Marjorie Taylor Greene but allowing AOC to continue doing her thing. What do you think? So is Marjorie Taylor Greene the conservative version of AOC, or are they totally different? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think she triggers people the same way that AOC does.
Oh, you don't? I mean, I think that, I don't know. Depends on who the people are. I think there's
okay.
In fact, you know what? You said that. I wasn't going to play this one because it's such a freak show, but you got clip five ready. I see it on the board.
Yeah.
And since you just said that about triggering people, I'm going to play clip five. All right, folks, I'm going to play clip five, which goes right to that Libs of TikTok, that China-based liberal organization that has all kinds of freak show videos on it. I want you to hear a little bit of some of the things that have been exposed, and then I'll get back to the true stuff that I've got researched and sourced out for the show. Copper, at great risk to everybody in the audience having to listen to this, play clip five.
The vote is being repressed. This is evil. This is wrong. The Republicans have to stop. I'm terrified. Listen to me, Republicans. Listen. You are the people in history they warned us about. They warned us about people like you.
They warned us.
Was she looking in a mirror? Yeah, I'm sorry. I was laughing. The lunatic left loves TikTok, the social media app, which is really, don't forget, is just a Chinese Trojan horse. Offers a massive platform to the most irrational liberals in our country, encouraging them to air their grievances unhinged and unfiltered, just like this.
I'm wearing a mask because I have a helmet that has a HEPA filter up here. I'm siliconed in, and the air gets forced with this battery pack in and out.
It's called a space suit.
Oh, no. People like that thrive on TikTok, and there's rarely any pushback to them. This kind of behavior is, in fact, totally normal. And what's worse, many of them are teachers. These are the people teaching our kids.
Terrorists, terrorists, purple for parents are. Terrorists, terrorists, purple for parents are. They come to school board meetings with lots of things to say. And they will bully, cuss, or scream if they don't get their way.
Oh, Lord.
I want to talk to the kids. Sometimes human beings are more than boy or girl. Sometimes we're something else. Sometimes we're both. Sometimes we kind of float in between.
A lot of people, when they hear the term pedophile, they automatically assume that it means a sex offender. And that isn't true, and it leads to a lot of misconceptions about attractions toward minors.
Stop it, Copper. Don't play anymore. I can't subject my audience to any more of that. What are you saying? What?
Just, why?
Oh, I mean, you talk about just, if that's, by the way, how sad for these people. But nonetheless, I mean, yes, that kind of stuff is on social media, TikTok especially, but that kind of stuff is on social media. And do they ever get censored? No. What's that little that guy at the very end here just said something about what pedophiles really doesn't mean you're a sex abuser. Yes, actually it does. Go look up the definition. It actually does. Or the one who was having the complete meltdown. Republicans, you've just got to stop. What are you saying, Copper? Grab the mic.
Oh, pedophiles, they're just misunderstood.
They're going to be misunderstood all the way up to, yeah, exactly. There's going to be some wall-to-wall counseling for those if they get caught. Ugh. But anyway, so here's the deal. All right, I feel like I am just, this topic's almost getting away from me because there's so much to cover here. And then you have freak show things like what I just played for you. by the way, my apologies again for subjecting some of you to that. But nonetheless, when conservatives speak, they get locked out. How is that? Why would that be? So here's a story. This came off of some website called SportsKita. I don't know what SportsKita is. I just found the website because it actually gave the most succinct description of what happened of all the ones I could find. Dr. Robert Malone, I told you he was on Joe Rogan's podcast. Well, guess what? Dr. Robert Malone's Twitter account has now been banned. Dr. Robert Malone, one of the founders of mRNA technology, the same technology being used now to create the COVID vaccines, has himself been banned from Twitter for daring to talk about his concerns about the technology he helped create. He's not some guy with a wing-ding opinion. He didn't stay at a Holiday Inn Express last week and suddenly have an idea. No. He's one of the founders of mRNA technology. And he has concerns about its use, and he believes that in some ways the vaccines are being overly publicized beyond the scope of their capabilities. How dare he go and say that in the public square known as social media on a podcast with Joe Rogan, and that now has been taken down. Now what we find here is the interview with Dr. Malone has been taken off of YouTube. It has been banned from Twitter. And Dr. Malone's own Twitter account has now been taken down off of Twitter by the Twitter masters. What does that tell you? And yet you can have that little freak show a moment ago tell us that pedophiles really aren't sex abusers. And the one guy who says that gender is fluid, you can just float back and forth. No, you actually you can't. There's two genders. It's male and female. That's it. Period. Deal with it. Dr. Malone says that what happens with some of these narratives that I keep talking about, the narratives formed by the media and perpetrated by the social media, are what he calls a mass formation psychosis. He basically says when you have a society that becomes sort of decoupled from each other and they have an anxiety about a thing, something they don't understand, something that doesn't make sense, something that gets their attention, and then you have a leader who comes out with a, you know, a single series or point of events that they say that me, just me, I can help you with this. It becomes almost like a national hypnosis. He calls it mass formation psychosis. And that's what he says is happening right now. It becomes sort of a mob psychology. That's what some of the narratives have created. When you see things like right now with people who, like the one lady, I know you couldn't see it. Copper, you had the video playing when you were playing the audio a minute ago, didn't you?
Yeah.
That was, yeah. So could you see the lady who was talking about how I'm sealed with silicone and I have the air filtration system? She was basically wearing a space helmet.
Yeah.
I mean, as opposed to, I guess she's just determined. So she's got a, what you couldn't see, folks, was she had a, like a space helmet on, a homemade space helmet to keep, you know, because she was scared of COVID. That kind of mass hysteria is created by these narratives. Well, so that's Joe Rogan. That's Dr. Malone. Also this weekend, though, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Story here I pulled off of CNN. Yes, I did. I went to CNN. Story I pulled off of CNN. One of Marjorie Taylor Greene's verified Twitter accounts has been permanently suspended. Okay. Was it suspended because she said that pedophiles are not really sex abusers? No, no, no. Was she suspended because she said that... gender is fluid and we can float back and forth between. No, 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 no. Was she mocking parents for going to school board meetings and calling them terrorists? No, not that either. What she was doing actually was apparently she was saying that they're not reporting fully in the news, in the media, the number of people who are having trouble in terms of physical reactions to the vaccine or one of the vaccines. So she has now been permanently suspended from Twitter. A U.S. congresswoman who is controversial, I do get it. She triggers liberals like nobody's business, I do get it. They don't know what to do with her. She freaks them out because she's a bold, strong, opinionated person who's like far-right conservative. I get it. She's a Tea Party, she is a Tea Party person. She's also a Freedom Caucus member. She triggers liberals like crazy. Now, AOC can say whatever she wants to. AOC can wear a dress that says tax the rich, and she's a darling. AOC is down this week in Miami after mocking Governor DeSantis about his COVID policies. She goes to Florida for a vacation and hangs out at the report was, I've seen the picture, she hangs out at a gay bar, a drag queen bar, and sits there without a mask on, socializing and hugging people and being the starlet. But God forbid that Marjorie Taylor Greene should say they're not accurately reporting things. She's now been completely banned, Marjorie Taylor Greene has, from Twitter. Wow. All right, we're going to wrap this one up after the break when we get back. I got some news for you. You might want to hear about other social media platforms. One's being formed by Trump. One's already active by one of Trump's former staffers. But did you know also that the Chinese government uses our Western social media to gather data on U.S. citizens? Oh, yeah. I'll tell you about that when I get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. So listen, one of the things you need to know too, by the way, is that social media has become such a thing, such a phenomenon, that the Chinese government is reported here in thehill.com, story dated December 31st, that would be a mere several days ago. TheHill.com reports that documents show the Chinese government is collecting droves of data from Western social media. That's right. China is using part of its internal surveillance network to mine data from Western social media and provide its government agents with information on foreign targets. So what they're doing is, and I guess this is to be expected. I doubt that we are not doing that ourselves. I mean, I would imagine we're doing that ourselves. It's like an NSA thing, you know, scarfing up information in the public sector and, you know, compiling it, aggregating it. But just understand, because of what's out there and because of what's not allowed to be out there, I'm just saying, China is making use of it. So one of the other things that's happening right now, so you may recall just a few weeks ago, it was reported that Donald Trump is planning to launch another social media platform of his own. It's going to be called Truth Social, apparently. Truth Social is a it's an acquisitions-backed social media company, meaning he's getting investors and all that for it and crowdsourcing it, looking to get out sometime early in 2022, they say. However, you can imagine, because he's Donald Trump, that the current federal government is already investigating it and finding issues. Go figure. Because the last thing they want, remember when Parler came out? Remember Parler? Parler came out. Next thing you know, Parler was gone. I understand that Parler is back. But here's the one that I'm looking at right now. I just did this morning. I just joined this morning. I am so tired of watching Twitter do the things it does. And I'm on Twitter, by the way. I've got, you know, about 40, what do I got? Almost 4,500 something followers, I guess it is, on Twitter. Not huge, but they're all organic, by the way. See, I learned that word. I'm very savvy on this stuff now. They're all organic followers. Not a bunch of bots. If I kept every single one of these strange followers who followed me that was named like Jen127964, the Ukrainian lady in the bikini who wants to be my friend, nope, block. I block those. But what I'm saying is I'm on Twitter quite a bit. But what I just saw this weekend was like the straw that broke the camel's back. I started looking for another way to platform my messaging. And there's a new one out called Gitter, G-E-T-T-R, Gitter. I don't know what that's short for, get her done, I don't know. But here's what happened. I found out about it. It wasn't even really aware. It's been out for a few months. Joe Rogan, after all that happened with his and the Dr. Malone interview and Twitter canceling it and shoveling them off to the side and not allowing that amazing interview apparently to get out in the public sector, Joe Rogan said, that's it. Me and my million plus followers on Twitter, I want you all to know I'm going over to Gitter. So podcast host Joe Rogan has tweeted that he has now joined Gitter. And as a result of seeing that, I went over and checked it out myself last night. This morning, I went ahead and set it up. I'll be honest with you, it looks a lot like Twitter. It's got the same formatting, the same style. I was even able to use my exact same handle. So on Twitter, I am at Sen Phil Williams, at S-E-N, at Sen Phil Williams. And I just use the exact same handle on Gitter. So I'm over there now, as well as on Twitter. And we're about to reactivate my Facebook. Because I'm going to go ahead. You know, some folks say, why don't you just get out, man? You talk about them like this. Why don't you just get out? I'm not going to. I'm going to do what I can to change them from the inside. I'm going to do what I can to you know, get one over on them. I'm going to get that conservative story out there before they have a chance to censor it and have 500 people hit like on it. I'm going to do that. I'm going to go ahead and make their life difficult for daring to be the censors of the new public square. Well, so what is Gitter? Gitter's interface is really, like I said, a lot like Twitter. They're saying right now they've already got like 350,000 participants. And it actually says their mission statement is, it's founded on the principles of free speech, independent thought, and rejecting political censorship and cancel culture. It was founded by a guy named Jason Miller, who's a former Trump advisor and spokesman. And so options are available to you. All right, that is social media hijinks. That was a whole hour on number one on the Triple Dipper. Social media hijinks. Stuff's happening. Libs are out there. They're doing their thing. Copper, you want to play clip five again? I don't think I can stand it. I don't know that we should. I don't know. Maybe. No. I don't think we can do it. Are you thinking? You thinking we ought to? Copper, you got clip five ready. Is it still ready? Is it ready? Grab the mic. Tell me.
Yes. Good to go. Let's get mad again.
Play the freak show lady. Play her right now. Clip five.
The vote is being repressed. This is evil. This is wrong. The Republicans have to stop. I'm terrified. Listen to me, Republicans. Listen. You are the people in history they warned us about.
They warned us.
They warned us about they people warned like us. You.
Oh, Copper, I should have done that. I shouldn't have played it, but I did. It's very rare that I play a clip twice in one show. I think have we ever done that? I don't know that we have.
Yes.
We have? Oh, okay. Well, nonetheless, you can see that's the kind of stuff that's allowed. That's the kind of stuff that happens all the time when liberals get on there. That's the kind of stuff. They're allowed to perpetrate anything they want to, apparently. The further clips we had in there said, pedophiles aren't really sex offenders. No, surely they're not. Gender can be fluid. But whatever, man. What a sick philosophy. But how dare you say something that defeats the narrative that the media wants you to have? Because 70% of adults in the United States get their news from either Facebook or Twitter. Well, when they own the information, apparently they can bend it all they want. Keep an eye on them. Social media hijinks, I call it. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back with number two on the Triple Dipper. COVID madness continues. I'll tell you all about it. We'll be right back.